The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What is shared today might not be considered a homily, but maybe just some musings. So the words that jumped off the page today were, I consecrate myself for them. Why does our Lord consecrate himself? So that the apostles can be consecrated. Now, what does the verb to consecrate mean? It means to set oneself apart, especially for a sacred purpose. So our Lord sets himself apart for holiness, so that the apostles can be set apart for holiness. And what does he specifically refer to when he says, I consecrate myself, but I make an offering of myself, I give myself, I crucify myself, so that the apostles can offer themselves, so that they also may become living sacrifices. And our Lord, this consecration is to live in love. This offering on the cross is the perfect act of love, so that the apostles can then live in love. And to live in love in this world is to continually die to oneself. And so it's to suffer, right? To be a living sacrifice. If we choose to live in love always, it's going to be crucifying. It's going to be really painful because that's not the way of the world. The way of the world says, no, live for yourself, not for the sake of others. My brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ, these words, I consecrate myself, are eternal words. Until the end of time, he consecrates himself every single day in and through the priest. I consecrate myself. I present that offering of myself on the altar every single day so that you may be consecrated, so that you can make of yourselves a continual offering, that every day of your lives you may choose to live in love, and you can't do that unless I first consecrate myself. And from the moment you receive me, you are consecrated. Every single day of your lives, you are set apart to live in love. On the day that we were baptized, we became citizens of heaven. We are no longer of the world, and yet we live in the world. And so it's a continual battle every single day of our lives to choose the path of heaven, which is the path of love. So we have to receive the consecrated one so that we can be consecrated.